just want to say first, some of you may be wondering, what are Pat and I doing while you're praying in Chinese?
我想大家可能会很好奇，很想知道，当我和 Pat 在中国受训的时候呢，那我们做些什么？
We're also praying, and God understands both English and Chinese, you know.
我们也一起和中国的同事一起祷告，因为这位神他是没有语言障碍的，他听得懂英文，他也非常的熟知中文的。
And I'm sure that you were praying, as I was praying, thanking God for His creation, and for our brothers and sisters that are serving together each other by serving God.
我相信不管我们是中国人，还是我们是用英文来讲，来传达信息的，我们都一起祷告，我们都一起来为众弟兄姐妹，为朋友们的灵性来祷告。
The time that Pat and I spent in China, we enjoyed looking at the long history of China.
当我的太太 Pat 和我一起在中国受训的时候呢，我们很喜欢做一件事，就是看或听一些有关中国古老历史的一些故事。
We enjoyed watching movies like The Three Kingdoms. Okay.
我们很喜欢一起看这个一起看电影我们特别喜欢的其中一个也就是《三国志》《三国演义》。
And a movie about 秦始皇帝。秦始皇帝。
这是一个有关于中国一个古老皇帝秦始皇的故事。
Who conquered over seven kingdoms to bring one kingdom together, China.
这位秦始皇帝呢，他征服了原有的七个七个中国的这个领土，那合并成为一个国度。这个国就叫中国。
Of course, there were other kingdoms like Egypt, ancient kingdoms.
当然，在古老的这个王国里面呢，在中国以外，像有埃及、有印度这些古老的国家。
And even now, England, Scotland, Ireland, Wales are under the United Kingdom.
就像现在我们所谓的不列颠大英国，事实上是包括了英格兰、苏格兰、北爱尔兰和威尔斯这几个联邦所组成的。
Today I want us to think how all kingdoms will come under one kingdom someday.
我今天要跟和大家一起来传讲的信息呢，就是告诉大家说将来有一天呢，这不管这是现在的这个世上有多少个国度，但是在将来都会只有一个国度。
And it won't be China, it won't be United Kingdom, it won't be America, it'll be God's kingdom.
这个国度呢，不会是叫中国的，也不会是叫大不列颠，也不会是美国，这个国度就只有一个国度，是属于神的国度。
Now we have a chance to come to that kingdom early, today.
我们每一个人都有这个机会能够早一点的能够进入这个国度的。
You know, that's the first thing we think about, a kingdom, and then in the title, centered life.
这我们今天所讲的主题是以国度为中心的生命，我们刚刚讲到了大家都会有一个国度的概念，接下来我们要讲以国度为中心是什么意思。
So what does it mean to be centered?
那 以一件事情为中心，这是什么意思呢？
In sports like tennis, I know Thomas likes to play tennis, other sports, Tai Chi, it's very important.To be centered.
当我们在我们的生活当中，我们可能以 我们的这个运动为我们的这个生活的中心，就像我这个喜欢打网球的，那我的生命当中呢，会网球占了很重要的一个地位。那如果我是一个很喜好太极的一个人呢，那我的生命当中呢，太极也扮演了一个很重要的一个角色。
So Tai Chi, you want to start? Okay, right, Pastor Gary? Centered. You may not stay in that position all the time, but that's where you want to start.
就像拿太极这个功夫来讲呢，那我跟这个赵牧师已经练习过了好一阵子了。那就像太极一样呢，我们不会永远是站在一个同样一个位置，但是呢，我们会从一个起点开始的。
Now we also can say someone is the center of attention.
Pardon?
We can say someone is the center of attention.
我们可以讲说某一个人是注目的一个焦点。
And so that's not me today, or that's not Nathan. But it's God is the center of our attention.
这个我们所注目的焦点呢，不应该是在 Pastor Mike 身上，也不会是在其他任何一个人身上。我们的注目的焦点呢，是只有一位，也就是这位上帝。
So if you get nothing else from this message, I just want it to be that the kingdom-centered life is talking about a life that is focused on the king.
如果今天大家没有记得太多的话呢，但是我只希望大家能够记得一件事情，当我们说以国度为中心的生命的时候呢，大家只要记得一个，我们今天所会注目的这个焦点，也就是这位王，这位耶稣。
And so when I talk about kingdom-centered life, that's your life, that's my life, right now. We're breathing the air.
当我们讲到这个属神的这个国度的时候呢，就像今天我们在座的各位，我们呼吸了同样的空气，那我们享受了同样的这个阳光，我们享受了这个神在这个国度里所造的这一切。
So when we talk about a kingdom-centered life, to start, some may think we just have to think that all the time.
大家不要认为，当我们说以国度为中心的生命的时候，我们就一直是在那个原点。
It refers to the first thing to think about, and the other things like your life, your career, your family, other things will all come under that priority.
起点只不过是一个起点，就像我们的工作、我们的生命、我们的婚姻我们还有其他的生命当中的其他的事情，这些事情只不过是在当我们有了这个生命的这个中心的之后呢，那这些自然就会能够有次序的能够来排列出来了。
I think sometimes people are afraid. If I just think about that, what do I do about my career? What do I do these other things?
那大家有时候会怀疑，当我讲说以国度为中心的时候，那我的家庭怎么办？我的生活怎么办？我的工作怎么办呢？
Don't worry, God is good. He will take care of all these other things for you.
我们不用担心的，神他是美好的，他早已知道这一切。所以当我们认知了把我们生命的这个中心排对了点了之后呢，那我们自然这一切神都会赐给我们的。
So let's just think today about three things of the kingdom-centered life.
今天呢，我们来专注在三件这个以国度为中心的这个生命所要注意的事情。
First about the king's glory. Second,
第一件事情就是神的荣耀。
Second about the king's kingdom will.
第二个是在神国度里神的神的愿望。
And lastly, about his gospel righteousness.
第三件呢，也就是在福音里头的我们所谓的义正义这一件事情。
So we just have one verse today to think about.
所以我们今天呢，只有一句话啊、就是啊、以神以国度为中心的生命，这句话就可以概括了这一切。
Matthew 6:33,
在马太福音第六章三十三节这么说道。
But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. All of these things will be added to you.
先求神和他的国和他的义，我们所求的这一切，他都会加给我们。
We'll talk a little about what these things added are.
我们会再多讲一些啊、有哪些事情神会加给我们的。
Earlier in Matthew 6, Jesus points out other things people focus on.
在马太福音前五章前五章书里头呢，耶稣 指出了很多我们人啊、专注在哪些事情不是神国的事情的时候。
They focus on their wealth, what they eat, what they wear, their health, their bodies.
这些事情呢，包括说，哎，我们专注在人间的这个世间的这个财富，我们吃，我们担心我们吃什么，我们也担心我们明天穿什么，或者说是我们的接下来我们的健怎么样能够让我们的身体能够更健康呢？
But that's a different kingdom. That's a self-centered kingdom, not a God-centered kingdom.
那些呢，都是以自我为中心的国度，而不是我们在这里所讲的以神为中心的国度。
We all need to get our eyes off ourselves and get our eyes focused on the King.
有很我劝勉大家呢，啊、我们应该经常把我们的眼光呢。啊、从我们自己身上来转移到、这位创造宇宙万物的上帝身上。
Picture an old wheel, or maybe a bike wheel, and you have a hub, and then you have spokes. Okay. You have a hub, and then come from this are spokes of the wheel.
当我们来、想象像一个轮子一样。一个轮子有一个轮子的中心，那从这个轮子的中心呢，它有很多的啊、有很多的
辐条
有很多的这个啊、辐条发射出去的，像这个中从这个中心来向外发射出去的。
So, am I the hub?And God just another spoke?
我是这个轮子的中心，神只不过是所附属的一些薯条。
Or is God the hub, and all the things in life are attached to that hub?
或者神他本身是这个中心，我们是他周围啊、和他所连接的这个薯条所连接的。这个事物呢
？Okay. Many people think even the gospel is man-centered, but it's not. It's God-centered.
很多人会以为福音书呢是以人为中心，但是事实上是不是的？它是以神为中心的。
And they say, I'm happy to be God-centered as long as I think God is man-centered.
很多的时候我们常常讲呢，我们只要以神为只要我们相信神，那我们就是以神为中心的，但是事实上并不是这样子的。
Earlier in Matthew chapter 5, verse 3, Jesus says the kingdom is those who know how poor they are without God.
在马太福音第六章之前呢，在马太福音第五章第三节呢，这里主耶稣讲到八福的关于八福的事情，那讲到说心灵清新的人是有福的，因为这些人渴慕神的国度。
He goes on then to describe other attitudes of mourning and being peacemakers, and these are all part of God's kingdom. I thought I would just cut a little bit out here. Of the Beatitudes. I know you have. I saw a nice poster in China of the eight Beatitudes. Okay. Ma Beatitudes. Yeah, I'm talking about these, but I'm not going to go through this.
我们这里讲到说在马太福音第五章第八节那边呢，讲到的八福呢，有八样是神所喜悦、所祝福的。那像清心是其中的一样。
That is basically what the kingdom of God, the people of the kingdom of God are like.
那是一副属神国度里的人应该有的生命。
Skip. Okay. So we may think I'm not like that in every case, but God is making us like that.
我们也许我们的本性呢不会是喜欢像那个样子的，但是我们必须要了解神他会让我们来成为他所喜悦的样式的。
It's a simple fact that those that crave God's righteousness are happy.
有一个很简单的一个事实，就是当我们渴慕神的这个神的国度的时候呢，那这一切神都会加给我们的。
So a question I should ask myself. Do I crave influence and power or God's kingdom before that?
所以我们这里我们要扪心自问，我们是喜悦神的国度呢让神来影响我们，让我们来能够支取神的国度的力量呢，还是说我们喜悦其他的事情更胜于神的国度自己呢？
So let's look at the three things about the kingdom centered life, and the first one is seeking the glory of the king.
我们刚才讲过在神的国度生命里头呢有三样很重要的元素，其中第一个呢就是神，我们要把荣耀归给神的。
1 Corinthians 10:31 says, whether you eat or drink or whatever you do, do it all for the glory of God.
在哥林多前书第十章第三十一节讲到说呢，不论我们吃或喝，我们都是要来荣耀神的。
So to seek first the kingdom, we must begin by first seeking the king, his glory, his purpose.
所以当我们寻找神的国度的时候呢，我们当然第一个首先要寻找的就是这位王他自己，我们要把他要明白他的荣耀是什么，他的目的他来世间的目的是为何，和他为什么在我们身上有什么样的计划。
So the kingdom of God is not self-centered, it's not pastor-centered, it's not family-centered or religion-centered. It's God-centered.
所以当我们讲到神国度为中心的这个生命的时候呢，这中心讲的不是 以牧师的这个生命为中心，也不是以我们的家庭为中心，也不是以我们信仰的宗教为中心，而是这位神他自己。
And the second thing is the kingdom-centered life prioritizes, makes priority, seeking God's kingdom will. What is His will?
在以国度为中心的这个生命里，第二件事情呢，就是讲到以神的心意为心意，我们要去追求的，也就是怎么明白神的心意。
Now the natural tendency is for me to think about my will first.
我们人的本性呢，很自然的是会把我们自己放在我们的生命当中的一个中心。
But the good news is Jesus not only saves us from sin, but He sets us free to do His will, to think about His will.
好消息就是呢，主耶稣来不仅仅是来救我们脱离这个罪恶的这个捆绑呢，他更是赐给了我们能力呢，能够来靠着这个主耶稣呢，来战胜这个死亡。
My motivation for seeking God's kingdom will is not about guilt, it's not about fear, it's about love and gratitude, that's powered by the Holy Spirit.
我寻找以神为国度的这个生命呢，不是因为我觉得我有罪疚感，或者我害怕下到地狱里面去，而是因为我当中有借着圣灵所给我的这个能力呢，让我来感受到神主耶稣他的大爱和他的恩典。
Jesus told many parables about the difference between His kingdom and the world's kingdom.
在新约圣经里头呢，几本的福音书里头呢，主耶稣讲到了很多比喻，很多比喻的这个人，这个神的国度和人的国度的不同。
In His kingdom, what matters is faithful obedience from the heart of His teachings.
在属神的国度里呢，重要的是呢，我们是不是忠实的来遵循，从我们的心里来遵循主耶稣所教导的。
And we shouldn't think that God's grace gets us into the kingdom, and now it's all up to me to do it.
我们不应该单单想着神的这个恩典呢，只是把我们带到神的国度，而我们就从此就随我们自己怎么做了。
Yeah, His grace through the Holy Spirit gets us into the kingdom and then leads us to do His will.
是的，神的恩典是借着圣灵把我们带到神的国度之后呢，然后圣灵会带着我们来寻求神的旨意，来按照他的旨意来过我们的生命。
The Great Commission at the end of Matthew talks about teaching or encouraging others to obey and grow according to follow God's kingdom will.
在马太福音最后的八章二十这个二十节 大使命那边呢，讲到说我们所有相信的人呢，都应该要遵守，而且也应该要按照圣灵所赐给我们的能力来成长，而且要来进入带领更多的人能够来进入神的国度里。
So spiritual growth isn't about how much you know about God, it's knowing God in a personal way so that He has this effect on your life.
灵性上的成熟呢，不是说我们对神有多么的了解，而是呢更进一步呢，我们知道了神，我们和神建立起这个亲密的这个个人的关系之后呢，来从我们的生命当中来活出神他要我们活出的旨意。
There is reaching others for the good news and baptizing.
是的，我们要出去到那些还不认识神的这个朋友当中呢，和他们一起来分享这个福音，而且来让他们来受洗。
But then once part of God's kingdom, it's a matter of helping each other to live out His will. Just like we're doing here. You know, we help each other with all we're doing.
那神在神的国度，活出神的国度的这个中心为的生命里头呢，那有另外一件事情，就是我们彼此的互相来帮助，让我们大家都能在神都能活出神的国度，神的旨意出来。
And finally, the kingdom-centered life seeks God's gospel righteousness, which is our only righteousness.
第三个，在神的国以神的国度为中心的生命里头呢，是我们要在福音里面活出神的这个正义出来因为这个神的这个正义呢，是我们在世界上唯一的义。
Yeah, we seek to really, a simple way is that we seek to be more like Jesus by allowing His Holy Spirit in our life.
我们打开我们自己，我们愿意让圣灵来掌管我们，让我们能够活出更像基督的义出来。
And then we want to help others realize that without Christ, there is no righteous of our own. There is no other way.
我们同时也要让其他的人明白，除了在除了在耶稣基督的义里面以外呢，这世界上是没有义，没有其他的义的。
Now some will say the gospel is held back by culture, so we must change things to make it more acceptable.
有人认为福音是要靠的文化，借着文化来传播的，所以我们要修改一下这个福音来适应这个当地的文化。
Matthew 16:18 says, and we even sang about it in God Alone, not even the gates of hell will hold back His church armed with the gospel. Matthew 16:18.
Could you explain a little bit?
Yeah, not even the gates of hell. Some people say, well, the culture, the gates are holding us back. No, we have the gospel. It cannot hold us back.
我在 马太福音16:18这边讲到说呢，纵使是地狱的大门，它也不能来阻挡我们来相信神，因为神在神他的好消息里面已经装备了我们，让我们有这个能力能够来抵挡这个魔鬼的侵扰。
It seems today some will fight for the political issues, cultural, but they won't think about the gospel confronting the world.
我们在现世的这个时代呢，我们会愿意为这些社会或者政治的这个来抗争呢，但是我们却绝对不会为了这个福音的这个来与人来抗争。
Romans 14:7 says, For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, but of righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Spirit.
在罗马书14:17这边讲到说呢，神的国度呢，不是关乎吃或关乎喝，而是关于神的义、神的和平和在这个圣灵里头的喜乐。
Two men were returning to India after leaving there many years ago.
这里有一个故事讲到说，有两个人呢，在离开了他的故乡很多年之后呢，重新回到印度。
One was a hunter, and one was a missionary that preached the gospel.
一个是呢，以打猎为生的一个这个猎人，那另外一个是呢，以传播福音的一个传教士。
So they met, and the hunter said, "I was there many years, and I never saw one Christian converted, brought to the kingdom."
有一天呢，这个猎人和这个传道人呢，他们碰面的时候呢，这个猎人 向这个传道人抱怨说呢，这么多日子以来，我都没有看见一个人啊、一个不相信的人呢啊、成为基督徒。
Missionary said, "Well, that's funny. I've been there many years, and I never saw a tiger."
但是这个传教士啊、想了一下，也很幽默的回了他一句说呢，在印度这么多年了。我却从来没有看过一只老虎。
But he said, "I have seen many men, women, and children accept Jesus and be enter into His kingdom."
但是我却看到了很多的男人、女人和甚至孩童们呢，他们接受了主耶稣，而且进入到属神的国度里了。
So the missionary suggested it must be what you're seeking.To see that makes a difference.
所以这个传道人下了一个结论，就是说，应该就是我们专注在哪，我们的重点是在专注在哪一件事情，这件事情上面就会有不同的这个看法和结果。
Also, when the hunter returned, there were just a few people to meet him. They were looking for a job on a hunt.
当这个著名的这个猎人回国的时候呢，只不过是有几个人来找他要求看是不是有合作工作的机会。
But when the missionary returned, there were many of the people that he loved and that he taught the gospel that were there to welcome him back.
但是当这位传道人回国的时候呢，却有非常非常多。的信徒来欢迎他。
Daniel 12:3 says, "Those who are wise will shine as bright as the sky, and those who lead many to righteousness will shine like the stars forever."
在但以理书十二章第三节讲到说，
Those who are wise.Will shine, right?
聪明的人呢，会闪像星星一样闪亮在这个空中。那些带领人归向神的这个义的人呢，他们也确实会像星星一样永远的闪亮。
Have you seen any of the stars since we've been here camping?
当我们前两个晚上有没有注意到天上的星星呢？
John Bunyan, who wrote Pilgrim's Progress, you may know. Anyway, this man was in prison for many years, and he only had one window facing a high wall.
John Bunyan 这位基督徒呢，他很多年前呢被关在这个英格兰的一个监狱里头，这个监狱里面只有一扇的这个窗户呢面对着非常非常高的这个外面的这个墙。
But he preached so loudly that many people outside heard and were saved by the gospel.
但是呢他每天传讲大向着这个窗外的这些人群呢大声的来传讲神的这个讯息，用这个启示录的这个讯息来传讲，有很多人呢驻足在那边来听。
So clearly, the gospel brings about a unity of believers to advance God's kingship, His will, His righteousness.
福音呢把很多的信徒呢更进一步的。带到了神的这个与神的这个国度里面呢，来认识这位神，他是王，然后知道神的这个旨意是为何，而且来了解了神的这个义。
Nations may rise and fall, but Christians who are part of the Holy Kingdom will last forever.
人间的国度呢？会有起有落，但是基督徒呢是所属的这个圣洁的这个国度呢，却是会持续到永远。
So again, the kingdom-centered life prioritizes God is the glory, glory to the King, His kingdom will and His righteousness demonstrated.
所以以国度为中心的生命呢，讲到了三件事情：神的荣耀、神的旨意和神的义。
So we pray the King will have dominion, control, and rule over all parts of our hearts and our minds.
所以我们祈求这个神呢，能够让我们在这个以国度为中心的这个思想充满了我们整个人。
So if you would stand, let's pray together.
好不好？请大家一起站立，让我们一起来做个祷告。
Let's pray the Lord's Prayer. Now I'm using in English the New Living Translation.
让我们来学习主耶稣怎么教导我们关于神的国度。
Which is really just the Lord's Prayer is just an example of our priorities in prayer.
主耶稣的教导，主耶稣教导我们怎么祷告里头呢？只不过主要最重要的就是告诉我们怎么样把我们生命的中心呢，能够按着次序排列，什么是最重要的。
So you can repeat after me in English or Chinese.
大家可以和我一起来，不管是用英文或者用中文，来跟着 Pastor Mike 一起来读。
Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept holy.
我们在天上的父，愿你的国度降临。
May your kingdom come soon in fullness.
愿你的国度降临。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
Give us today the food we need and forgive us of our sins as we forgive those who sin against us.
赐给我们。在如同我们免了别人的债。
And don't let us yield to temptation, but rescue us from the evil one.
救我们脱离试炼，远离凶恶。
Amen.